being prakat prash is so rare. That no worldly desire, worldly pain, suffering comes, and they don't know. Because they have crossed all these things in the age of sadhana, bhav, and prem also. Now they have prem. So they have taken birth in braja. Who are sadhana siddha? The Kadyup of Radhika, those gopis who are Kayabu of Radhika.
What do you mean extension?
Extension of Srimati Radhika. They went direct in the Rash, they go. Yogmaya always makes arrangements to go there. No problems, nothing obstruction. Also, Nitya Siddha, they also go. No disturbance, no problem also. Only Sadhana Siddha Gopi, in the past life, they have done the puja of Katyayani to have husband Krishna praying to Katyayani. Katyayani, Mahamaya, Mahajoginda Bhishwari, नंद गोप सुतम पति ने कुरुते नमः. We want that you should give us benediction that Krishna should my husband. So they became in their birth of when they came in Braja by the womb of any gopi. And they were married to any gop, but hearing the glories of Krishna, sometimes hearing the glories of Krishna from others, they had so much affection for Krishna to meet Krishna. The day when they heard the Venunas,
sound of the flute.
Sound. They were going to meet Krishna. But their husband had stopped. To whom? Sadhana Siddha Gopi. We have come recently and taken birth there. There are so many Sadhana Siddha mixing with Nitya Siddha Gopis, they are gone very easily there. No restriction, nothing. Only for those who have recently and were married, and they may have some children also, they were checked. Because the ladies who have some children and they have some relation with their husband, they cannot go there. Though they were checked there. Why they are checked? There was something which should go away. So, when they were checked there, they were so much feeling for separation. Separation like fire. And in that burning fire, there is something which was ashubh. It
burned.
And in their remembrance, in their meditation, they took Krishna in their heart and so much strongly embraced that in Milan, in meeting with Krishna, something which was auspicious thing for them. It also was
materially
auspicious. What it was? Not any material thing. Nothing material desire or anything. What were Shubh and Ashubh? Poison and unpoison. What these things were there? Gopi was not burnt. The Vishwanath Chavasi Thakur and all our Acharya had told that. Any one of Gopi was not burnt. But their mood, which was unpious or pious activity, were burnt. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to whom he met, like Jagai and Madai, they did not cut their heads. No one was used, no chakra, nothing. Only their mood were changed. But they became in new life, not past life. Because everything seems to activities or good activities were bad. You should also think. Should understand any worldly pious or unpious, both activities are binding. They will disturb in service of Krishna. So sadhak in their sadhana stage, everything goes away. Bad activities and good activities. In Sanskrit they are called pap and punya. The fruit of bad activities is pap. What is pap?
Sin.
And the good activities, punya.
Pious
activities. If both are there, you will have to take birth again and again. So you have to give up both things. Then it will be asakti and after that it will bhav. But gopis have crossed all these stages and they have come in the womb of gopis. No? So what was burnt? If there was no good and pious and bad activities, punya or
pa,
then what was burnt there? Being there. In past life, they have so much authority for Katyayani that Krishna should be our husband. It is absurd to go in Braj in the mood of husband. Understand? No?
Sakya.
It is Sakya Bhav. Yes. All the Rajkumaris of Janakapur, when Ram went to Janakapur, they saw the beauty of and so much attractive. When they saw that Ram is marrying with Sita, they became so much happy, but still there was something lacking there. What lacking? Why we are not given marriage to Ram? We want to be that Ram should be my husband and wife of Ram. We should try that. We want to be married. Rama was himself God. He is also Krishna. Manifestation of Krishna, Swarup of Krishna. He is not other than Krishna. So he took all their modes in him and told that in this life I cannot make you my wife. I cannot make. But internally I've adopted you, I've accepted you. We'll have to wait for this, for next birth. I'm telling my Yogmaya to give a birth in the womb of Gopi there. And there, when you will be young, you will have the association of Nitya Siddharkaya Vivaha Paradika. Okay. Then you will be qualified to be my beloved there. And you enjoy all these things there. So this mood was something in their heart. That he should be here. But why they went to the womb of gopis? Because Ram has told like so, that promise that you be my beloved there. So they are waiting only for this thing that husband moves to go away. And this is past. But even it was problem for that, that they should move forward. So from Satya they will be Parthiya Bhava. Parthiya Bhava was not in them at that time. They wanted to love Krishna, but their chastity was problem for them. There was no problem from Nitya Siddha or all these gopis. But there was some problem. In newly coming and having birth in there, they have never met with Krishna. Only from far away they may see. Or they have come by marriage newly, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 1 year, 2 years, in Braja. They are from Indraprastha. They may be of other parts of Braja, and they have come to Nandagaon. They have come to Javar by marriage. They want to love, but they cannot love. They cannot freely meet to Krishna, because this was very a big problem for them. So when they took Krishna in their heart, and they strongly embraced at once this pure thing. Secondly, there are some children and they have met with their husband. So they cannot go with Krishna. Those who have any affection for a little baby to their children and husband, that he is my husband. They cannot. Any gopi, why you know? All the gopis had no connection with their husband. When they were becoming young to be married, Yogmaya at once did a trick. She called a Brahma. And she came in the mind of Brahma that I want to see some
magic.
Some past tense of Krishna. Whether he is Krishna or not. He wanted. If we can stole the cock and cowherd boy from this, what he does? So he skillfully stolen away all the cowherd boy. And also cock. And kept in the cage. And for 1 year he was waiting to see what he did. But Krishna, as usual, he made himself lakhs and lakhs of cups and and daily he used to play like usual, as if nothing has been happened. Nothing has happened. At last, Brahma, at the last day he came and started, what is sin you said? And now you all forget. Krishna has special duty, we arrive that all the cops and friends were himself Krishna. Why? Because all the cops, all the cows and mother of Braja wanted that Krishna should be there. They wanted. So Krishna must fulfill this idea. And another reason was that more important, that all the ladies, all the girls of Braja wanted that Krishna should overhead them or be loved. So Krishna became in thousands and lakhs
covered by
us, but not in his shape, but
their own shape.
Their shape.
And all were married to. To whom they were married? Actually to Krishna. But not in that shape, in Krishna's shape. So all were. But those who have no association of Nitya Siddha or even Sadhan Siddha, who were senior, they are known. So there's two things were there that I explained. So good activities and bad activities. So that was, there are some tendency that Krishna should be my husband, but they cannot come. Those who have, they will have to go to Dwarka. But Ramchandra, unconditional, merciful, he gets the chance to them. So both were punished. So don't try to make any pious activities or bad activities. Try to serve Krishna by all your activities. Don't do karma. If are any doing anything for yourself or for others to please and to good for them, then it is good activity. It will be problem for you. If you are making a temple to show that I am doing for this, I am a dwar of this mandir, so much name and fame will come, and this will be very problem for that. Don't do this. Only to please Krishna or devotees or Gurudev. In some occasions you can do it. Otherwise there will all be like a problem. Only their problem was that Krishna should be or has been. So it was so. But Krishna was so merciful, and all gopis, by the exception, everything was good. But if in the sadhana avastha you will have so many things, then your sadhana is vyartha.
In vain.
It will go to either of Vaikuntha. If it is successful, then you can go to, or you can go to Dwarka. You cannot go to. So he is now explaining what is sadhana. Sadhana. We are not acquainted with what is sadhana. Only you chant sometimes 8 rounds harinam with so many worldly desires, having so many gains, with so many anarths, not knowing that what is love and affection and what is called sadhan bhajan, doing only that Guru has told that you should do, chant harinam, and by chanting this harinam, everything will be done. he has sold correct by doing Harinam. But Harinam should be pure, with a relation, giving all the worldly desires, all the anarths, aparad and everything, even that Krishna should be for help. Then it will be sadhana. You have known that anya vilasita sunya jnana karma adi anapratam anukullena krishna nisidanam bhaktam. All kinds of worldly desires, all kinds of Vaikuntha desire also, all desires for swarga also, every sudhi desire. Know all these. Don't take the help of karma and jnana so much. Don't cover your bhakti with karma and jnana. Don't have any abhilasa, only to please Krishna and Krishna bhakti. To have pure bhakti, you can have it. Nothing else. And always by tan, man, vachan. By
mind
and by mood, in the vritti atmak and pravritti atmak. No, what is pravritti? Doing all the efforts by tan, man, vachan, by body, mind and
words,
and don't do anything against bhakti. This is nivritti atmak. Don't anything, though which is obstacle for, then this is called sadhana. That is why he is telling kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava sa sadhana vidar nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam. I will explain it now. Try to remember what I have told. All these siddhanta so greatly in your heart that you should be qualified to understand it. Where you are not understanding, you can question from senior Vaishnavas here, those who have understood. And if you are not satisfied, then come to me with a question, I will try it. This is a very good occasion. We are all discussing all these things, highest things. If you lose this time, you lose forever. It is very rare to have these associations. No? So try to make it successful. Don't lose a word even. And then you will see that you have so much good bhakti. So I will explain. Gaur Premani Bhakti Devi Ki
Jai.
If you will do, then all the evils will come. Yes, all paths will come and everything will come. One, any kirtan, you can do any kirtan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.